Good morning, we're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Samach Zayin, Siman Lamed, and we're learning Sefer Chassidim, and looking at Ois Shin Mem Gimel. So I'm going to read the language of the Sefer Chassidim inside. Ksiv, Hinei Matoeba Manoim, Sheves Achim Gam Yochad, Pasuk and Tillim. It says, it is so good and pleasant when brethren sit together. Achim is gone by Gematria as Bonim. The Gematria Bonim and Achim is similar. So it says, when we say over here Achim, it can mean Shnei Achim, two brothers. Oy Avu Bonav, a parent and a child. So it is so, the Pasuk is describing the how pleasant it is when they're able to be together harmoniously. However, with two brothers or a parent and a child, which are in a state of arguments, that we have a situation where the relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud is rocky. Even though the Talmidim have not felt that they need to leave their Rebbe because of it. However, it's better that they should separate. The flip side of Matayim Manoyim, it's good to be together when it's harmonious. When it's not harmonious, you should not be together. That is a form of shalom. It's a form of peace. You know that the two of you are not going to get along. Instead of trying to force the issue, separate. Avram tells Lot, if you go to the left, they'll go to the right. You go to the right, they'll go to the left. We separated. We shouldn't be Meriba Ben Yevenech. There shouldn't be this type of arguments between the two parties. But he says the reason why she do this is because Shmisara, because it causes pain. It causes a discomfort. So he says, and then he says like this, don't think that I'm only saying this because it shows discomfort to the Rebbe or to the parents, which they deserve to have kavod chomer, you shouldn't be mitzar of them. Well, termer davka b'nei sho'av mitzar, rav mitzar, don't think I only mean a scenario where the one who is uncomfortable is the Rebbe or the father, and therefore the chiyuv of kavod makes it incumbent upon the parties to separate. It's not true. Elafilu haben mitzara ayinei ho'av. But the situation is that the child is being burdened with discomfort due to his father's attitude and action. So that's a valid reason that they should separate. It's appropriate, it's best that they should separate because they're not going to get along well together. And it's painful to the child. That is a valid reason for the child to disengage from being with the father. In Oshim Imhei, the Sefer Chassidim talks about the scenario where a person didn't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah of Kibbut Abba'im. For whatever reason, this scenario which was just discussed, the parent was nifter before he was born. So he says, and when a person has other opportunities for yonim of kavod, kavod to Rebbe, kavod to an older brother, etc., what will happen is, if he does those well, the person will give him a schar as if he was mekayim kibbut avim as well. He's showing that when he has the opportunity for the scenario to do these types of kavod, he respects that he takes that very seriously. So Bereshim says, well, had he had a father or a mother, he would have done so to the father or the mother as well. And therefore, the Bereshim calculates this act that he's doing of giving kavod to other individuals as being as if he had had the opportunity of kibbut avim and he had fulfilled it. So that's the points in Sefer Chassidim in the first series that the Chayyim mentions that I want to focus on. The Chayyim does mention a second series of that ideas from the Sefer Chassidim which he would like to focus on, and I want to focus on some of those as well, but this will be the next year.